Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
That Post Malone costume might be Post Malone.
Cool. A cool story about Halloween. We were on Bourbon Street. I love it there, by the way. It's like the dopest place. We went on Halloween and people thought I was a costume and didn't get stopped once. Wow. They were like, sick costume, dude. I'm like, thanks, man. I didn't get stopped once.
That must be a glorious feeling for somebody as famous as Post Malone to walk around. Didn't bother trying to put on a disguise, but yeah. Just it's Halloween.
And to not be mobbed by people for once, he gets to be just a normal person. What were some of the best costumes you've seen, whether on social media or in person over the weekend?
You know what? I really liked one of our coworkers down the hall, Steve Woodsy from Ben & Woods. Mm-hmm. He dressed up as Jelly Roll.
And oh, did he look like he did a good job?
I think it was Woodsy Roll. Yeah, he looked like, I mean, you knew who he was.
Nice, nice. Producer Jessica, what were some of your favorites that you've seen?
Speaking of Jelly Roll, did you see Dylan Carmichael dressed as Jelly Roll?
Yes.
So funny.
It looked really good.
And then TJ from the Brothers Osborne, him and a buddy of his, were Robin Williams and Nathan Lane's characters from The Birdcage.
Yes, they did a good job.
I was obsessed.
Yeah. And also Brothers Osborne, John Osborne, his twins, dressed as Brothers Osborne.
It was so cute.
Oh.
It was adorable.
How old are those?
Yes.
What
were they? Would you say four?
I think they're three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're young.
Super cute. For celebrity ones, I loved that Megan Maroney dressed as Dolly Parton in her iconic Playboy cover that she did. Megan looks amazing. But my favorite kid costume of everything I saw on social media was the little kid who insisted on being a crunchy Cheeto.
Oh, that's cute.
For Halloween.
That's a good idea.
So mom got like one of those little furry fuzzy jackets and furry fuzzy pants, and she spray painted it orange, and he looked just like a crunchy Cheeto.
Oh, I love that.
I wish I had that creativity. I really do.
Oh, and the little kid who insisted on being a fart, and his mom got brown tulle and just made him a little ball.
Brown
and
what?
Tulle. That material, like what a ballerina has on, you know, that material.
No.
Oh. Well, you're a dude, so that's fine.
Okay, hang on. I'll show you what tulle looks like.
Tulle? Like T-O-O-L-L-E.
Yeah.
Tulle. Oh.
So just think of like a body loofah, right? The kid was this little brown ball, and he wanted to be a fart.
Okay. Why not?
I love it.
That's when you do it. I mean, yes. you don't go to your boardroom when you're 45 years old dressed as a fart for Halloween. Yeah, I mean, you could, but good luck with that.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Okay, Halloween's done. The madness is over. Let's focus on the big one, Thanksgiving, my favorite. And getting you on a fabulous yacht party with City Cruises and The Bachelor's Chris Harrison, Ben Higgins, and Wells Adams. You can be a part of that, and all you have to do is take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Maybe you'll even win $100, but either way, you're going on that City Cruise yacht party with the Bachelor hosts and two former Bachelors. 833-287-1037. Call right now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Producer Jessica has waltzed into the room and there's something that's different about you.
Was that technically a waltz? It looked like a foxtrot to me.
No. B besides it being your birthday, there is
happy birthday, Jess. She wasn't going to say anything, and then she was going to.
Because I totally forgot it this year.
So you did not forget your birthday.
Okay. Anyways, moving on.
The thing you're not wearing as you waltzed into the studio this morning is a Christmas sweater.
No. Usually this is the day I come in with my Christmas sweater and annoy the crap out of you both.
Yes, with Mariah Carey singing the whole thing.
But this year is a very special year, and so I'm going to go ahead and put the Christmas celebrations on pause for a bit and wait till after Thanksgiving, because between and Thanksgiving, there's only one thing and one thing only that is my entire personality and should be all of our entire personalities.
Open enrollment?
Oh, God, no.
That's true. It's today and tomorrow.
Is that what you're prepping with right now?
No. You guys, it is Wicked season.
Wicked has taken over your immediate turn from Halloween to Christmas because it gets a little long. No offense.
Oh, no, I was in Target yesterday and they were already full Christmas music.
By the way, this might surprise everybody, or maybe nobody. 11/21, November 21st.
That's when you're going?
That's the day it opens.
I know, but do you have your tickets yet?
How do I know that?
Because it's everywhere. I think that's fine.
What dude knows the exact date the sequel, not the movie, the sequel to the movie comes out? Thank you to my girlfriend Sam.
Yeah. You also are in love with the movie, so you knew it anyway. You can't blame it on Sam.
Okay. You got to get your tickets now because they are selling out, man.
Oh, trust.
And it is a whole month celebration because we start actually this Thursday, very important day, the premiere of the One Wonderful Night on Peacock and NBC. That's where they get all together, and Cynthia's going to be there, and Ariana is going to be there. They're going to sing all the music from the movie. And then you start with the whole press round. So you'll see them in London, in San Paulo, and in Paris. And then on November 17th, that's the New York premiere. And guess what? Amazon Prime members, they got a special screening. And I got tickets to that. So I'm going on the 17th. And then the rest of the time, it's just wicked, wicked, wicked all day long. And I'm so excited.
I can tell you're excited. But, you know, I kind of like this step away from the Christmas right away.
Yeah.
So you have Halloween, Wicked season, Thanksgiving, then Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Thanksgiving still only gets a day. But.
Poor Thanksgiving.
I am so excited for Wicked season.
You are?
Just a little.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It was a lot.
It's a lot, I know.
I don't think I've ever seen you more happy or excited. Every day should be Wicked Day around here.
My whole weekend was spent trying to find the perfect Wicked premiere outfit. I still don't know what I'm going to wear yet.
You got a Wicked sweatshirt on right now. Did I say that or think it? I'm sorry. You didn't hear that, right? Okay. Good luck with that outfit search.
You do it really well, John.
That was for you. Happy birthday. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. 833-287-1037. The most unusual thing that you've ever spilled in your vehicle. Last Thursday, when Tam and I were coming back from our TV appearance, which we do every Thursday morning on KUSI, I had to explain to Tammy a strange, mysterious scent coming from my truck.
I'm sorry about the smell of my car.
You don't have to apologize because it smells like brats and beer, which is like, I don't know, a party to me. They go together so well.
All right. So yeah, we have our station, Oktoberfest, and I was in charge of making the brats, which I loved to do. And I had them in my crock pot with beer in there. And the crock pot tipped and the brats were saved, thank God. But all the beer is now soaked in my floor mat. It's actually like squishy soaked into my floor mat.
Here's the thing. You can get your vehicle detailed. They can get that out.
I don't think I want to.
I was going to say, I don't think I'd want to either. Well, but that's kind of an unusual thing to have a spill in your car.
With my luck, I'm going to get pulled over.
Yeah.
Well, and which is a lesson, don't speed. And I'm going to be questioned because my car reeks like a brewery.
Well, you know what you do, John? You save one of the brats today and keep it with you when you go home, so if you do get pulled over, you have the proof, and then you can offer him a brat. I bet you he'll give you just a warning.
He's always thinking.
They were good though, weren't they?
Mm.
I had a plate I thought I wrapped in foil and put in the fridge so we can have a little brat breakfast this morning.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
The moldy blueberries, they're still in the fridge. Yes. Those brats are gone.
There's no way those lasted over the weekend.
The plate's gone. They left nothing behind. Yeah, so you were in my truck yesterday, Tammy. Uh-huh. We were leaving the, we had a beautiful day at Camp Pendleton yesterday morning as Lee Bryce put on a special concert for the Marines.
We'll talk more about that at 7:30.
But you were in my truck?
Yeah.
It's a different smell now.
I didn't really smell it.
Yeah, now
I was kind of bummed.
Now it kind of smells like a bakery that had bread that was fresh 2 days ago.
Okay.
It's not a bad smell.
It's just
kind of like, okay.
It's just a little odd.
I think it's time to get it washed.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I can really enjoy the basking of the brat and the beer smell, but now it's just kind of, no, you got to do something about this now.
And especially if we have one of those streaks of super warm weather and that truck is sitting in the sun. That's going to bring it all back.
You're right. Yeah. Hey, and by the way, in case you were wondering about the volume of beer, the way that we prepare brats in the Midwest, you boil the brats in beer mm-hmm. and maybe sliced onions, and then you finish them off on the grill,
yeah.
which is exactly how I did it. And you take all the beer that you boiled the brats in, and then you soak the brats in there until it's ready to eat.
Yeah.
There were 45 brats, which means there were not 10 pints of beer in that crock pot. 10 yes. pints. There was not a drop in that crock pot when I got to the to the station. It's literally
go get a detail, John.
All soaked in to the floor mat and the floor of my truck. So we've all spilled, you know, sippy cups, coffee, beverages in our car. You ever full on spilled an entire crock pot of dinner on the floor of your car? And now it's just there.
Yeah.
Detail or not, it's just there. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. 10 pints of beer seeped from my crock pot onto the floor of my truck.
Oh, could you just say poured? Seep is such a bad
no,
word.
Because it's all like...
Ew.
And
ew.
It's got a stink to it right now. I had brats soaking in that, so it's a different kind of a stink. But anyway, 833-287-1037. Forget about spilling coffee or a sippy cup. What's like mm-hmm. the most unusual thing? Like, oh my God, I totally just spilled that all over my car.
Mary's in Escondido. Mary, what's your story?
So I had just bought a brand new car, and I had gone grocery shopping, took all the groceries in that I thought, and we went away for the weekend. I came back, I had forgotten a gallon of milk in the middle of summer, and that puppy exploded.
I was just going to ask, oh, God.
There was absolutely no way you could get the smell out of my car.
That milk, for whatever reason, that's one that you just never get out. So what did you do? I mean, I don't even know how many times you cleaned it. Did you have to trade in your car?
Well, I ended up, after trying everything in the world, every kind of self thing, you could think of. I ended up putting it detailed. It still smelled. I had to take out everything on the inside of my car, get a whole new carpet kit, put it in. So I had to take all the seats out. I had to do it all myself too. I took all the seats out, all the carpet out, the whole center console, clean the floor, and then put a whole new carpet kit in just to get it to where it was. Didn't smell like death.
Yeah, dang.
I'm trying to get rid of the smells like death comment and just remind myself how impressed I am with you. That's good for you.
Wow.
I mean, what a horrible... That must have been like the worst discovery ever when you got in the car. Oh my God, what happened in here?
It was like, what happened to my brand new car smell? My new car smell's gone.
It's your old milk
Thanks.
Smell.
Thanks, Mary.
Kathy in Lakeside, what's your story?
At my work, we used to have these chili cook-offs. And the department I worked in, I used to make a big pot. And I'm like not even a mile and a half away from work, and I have to slowly hit the brakes. And when I turned, as I'm hitting the brakes, the crock pot tipped over. The whole thing.
Oh, you lost it all?
I did. You know what? I have one of those old ones that's like a rustic orange and has those weird ugly flowers on it.
Yeah.
I still have it. So it works. You know what? Why get rid of it when it still works? The whole thing. So last minute, I had to tell my boss, run in the store. I'll be back this instant, which sucks because my original chili is all homemade from scratch.
What am I more sad about? The fact that it spilled in my car or that I lost all my chili?
Right. And had to give my coworkers canned chili. Boy, this is like a mobile version of the office when Kevin spills his chili all over
exactly.
the office floor. All right,
thanks,
thank you.
Honey.
Take care. 833-287-1037. We've got a great prize this week. City Cruises in San Diego is hosting a yacht party featuring the Bachelors Chris Harrison, Ben Higgins, and Wells Adams, and we're gonna hook you up. Pair of tickets, it's gonna be a great night on the water, and all you gotta do is take on Tammy. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In a world of scammers,
mm-hmm.
I finally got scammed.
You did?
And this one hurts real bad.
Oh, no.
Because I got scammed from somebody that I love.
All aboard! I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne scammed me.
Okay, well, he's dead.
Uh-huh. Yeah, even more insulting. He scammed me from beyond.
Okay.
So you probably have all seen the Ozzy Osbourne elf on a shelf come pop up on your social feeds.
Well, I remember Snoop on a stoop and all of those other celebrity ones. Mm-hmm. Now there's an Ozzy Osbourne one. Okay.
This is to obviously take advantage of the fact that Ozzy's passed away.
Yeah.
And I, because I listened to a lot of Black Sabbath and Ozzy and that kind of music, my socials picked up on that. And now they're flashing me all these Ozzy Osbourne things. And one of them is the Ozzy Osbourne elf on his shelf. And if you go ahead and just Google, I'm going to give you a second. Okay. Go ahead and Google search.
I will do that.
Ozzy elf on a shelf.
Okay.
And take a look at how cool these little elves on a shelf look. You can see, in my defense, why I was really attracted to it. I'm a huge Ozzy fan. It's cute.
It's cute.
I thought it'd be a nice little conversation piece.
Okay.
Well, it got here last week.
Okay. Now, I see on one of the ads, and clearly this probably isn't real, they show a picture of Ozzy holding a big Ozzy on a shelf.
It's all garbage.
But that picture never shows up when you click on it.
No,
fake.
Because that picture is fake. This, look at the picture. And then, Tammy, look at the elf on the shelf that came mailed to me.
Did you order from Temu?
I swear,
no. Oh, my God.
Look at that piece of garbage. Don't hold it too close to a light bulb. I'm sure it'll burst into flames because it's so flammable.
Okay. It looks nothing.
It's a ripoff. It's an absolute ripoff.
I took a picture of what the elf on the shelf, they claim that it looks like, and what John got. John, totally, it's a Temu version.
It's so
worse
bad.
Than Temu.
It's so
right.
bad.
It's the preschool version. This is the worst thing ever.
And by the way,
what'd you pay for?
I've got something worse.
What?
I ordered two.
Oh, no.
I ordered one for a gift.
Oh,
how much were they?
Don't, please don't ask me.
Oh, I really need to know, John.
It looks like the artwork when your kids start learning how to do pottery and stuff in school, and they make their first version of something, and even though it's atrocious and awful, you love it because your kid made it.
I would say you would buy this from a craft fair, but it was like $3 for $5. Yeah,
maybe a crap fair.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh, the hair is so bad.
No, it's not,
it's
even...
just it's, two puffs of hair on each side of this guy's head.
I was completely...
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's such bad. An absolute scam.
Okay, what did you pay for it? Answer the question!
$30 each.
Oh,
shut
my God.
Up.
That costs like a nickel to make.
Oh, I didn't, you know, with all due respect to the nickel, I think you owe 4 cents and change.
Okay, I'm going to post, I will post on socials a picture of what the advertisement of the Aussie Elf on a Shelf looks like next to the one that John got, and then we'll post a picture of John holding it.
Thank you.
He's so tiny.
It's bad. I'm sorry. You got ripped off.
You got ripped off.
There's nothing. And now I realize the worst part of being scammed. Nobody likes feeling stupid.
Yeah.
And I opened that up. And I think I felt stupid because Sam looked at me and goes, are you stupid? What are you ordered that? I'm joking. She didn't say it.
She thought it.
But though. Damn, her eyes did. I saw her eyes literally packing up all of her stuff.
Oh.
Beware of the Ozzy Osbourne Elf on a Shelf. Do not buy the Ozzy Osbourne Elf on a Shelf. I don't care how big of a fan you are. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Carlos is in Chula Vista. What's going on, Carlos?
Hey, what's going on, John? Good.
Do me a favor, man. Would you kick Tammy out of the studio?
All right, Tammy, please excuse us. Try to take care of business here.
Carlos, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Carlos, NASA responded to Kim Kardashian's comments about the 1969 moon landing being fake, according to her. This happened on the latest episode of The Kardashians. What streaming network airs The Kardashians?
The Kardashians, God damn it. ABC?
Happy birthday to Jenny McCarthy. True or false, Jenny McCarthy's cousin is actress Melissa McCarthy.
True.
Today is National Sandwich Day. If I am a triple-decker sandwich made with 3 slices of toasted bread, layered with sliced cooked turkey or chicken, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise, and usually cut into 4 triangles and held together by toothpicks, what kind of sandwich am I?
Cali turkey sub, or...
James Franco's younger brother does not think he owes his film career to James. Who is James Franco's younger brother?
James Franco's. I'm going to say, is it Tom?
And finally, Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan is developing a live-action movie based on this hugely popular first-person shooter military video game franchise. The franchise has different versions like Modern Warfare, Black Ops, and World at War. What is the franchise?
Is it Call of Duty?
Let's get Tam back in.
Oh, man.
All right, Carlos, what's happening with you today, buddy?
Oh, not much. Getting ready to go to a testing center. Wish me luck, but do a contractor's exam.
Oh, wow.
You have a test coming up?
Yes, ma'am. Second time taking it, so.
It's all right. Just breathe.
You got this, man.
Yes, sir.
Carlos, he's prepping his mind a little bit early this morning and did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Tammy,
okay.
NASA responded to Kim Kardashian's comments about the 1969 moon landing being fake. I was wondering what you thought about that. I'm glad you cleared that up. This happened on the latest episode of The Kardashians. What streaming network airs The Kardashians?
I think it's Hulu.
It is Hulu. I was going to take either Hulu or Disney Plus, because I think Hulu now is just basically on only Disney Plus. It doesn't matter. Either one of them would have worked. 1-0, Tammy. Happy birthday to Jenny McCarthy. True or false, Jenny McCarthy's cousin is actress Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, my gosh. True.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
It is true.
Okay.
Carlos went with true. 2-1, Tam. Today's National Sandwich Day.
Mm.
Tammy, if I'm a triple-decker sandwich made with 3 slices of toasted bread layered with sliced cooked turkey or chicken, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise, and cut into 4 triangles held together by toothpicks, what kind of sandwich am I?
You're a club sandwich.
I am a club. Or, if I'm being formal, a clubhouse. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, James Franco's younger brother does not think he owes his film career to James. Who is James Franco's younger brother?
Oh, I can't remember his first name. Dave?
Dave.
Oh.
Dave Franco is right.
It sounded right. I don't know.
No, he was right. Well done. 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan is developing a live-action movie based on this hugely popular first-person shooter military video game franchise that has different versions like Modern Warfare, Black Ops, and World at War. What's the franchise?
Oh, dang it. I know it. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Oh, my son's going to kill me. He should. I don't know why.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Carlos knew that one. Final score today, 4-2, Tammy. Carlos, unfortunately, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Yes, you have a pair of tickets now to City Cruises Live, a yacht party with the Bachelor host, former host of The Bachelor, Chris Harrison, and former Bachelors, Wells Adams and Ben Higgins.
All right. That sounds awesome.
Maybe they'll give you a rose, Carlos. Who knows? Good luck on that test, okay?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, call us back and let us know how you did, okay?
Hey, Tam, make a judgment call here. Since Carlos is taking a big test to help his career out, maybe we shouldn't have him say he flunked on anything today for good karma. You know what I mean?
Just have him say, I didn't win Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Hi, I'm Carlos in Chula Vista, and I did not win in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Perfect.
Good luck, pal. Every once in a while, we'll have something happen to give us a reminder of how fortunate we are to do what we do for a living and where we do it for a living. And yesterday was certainly one of those mornings.
We were at Camp Pendleton yesterday morning. It was an absolute perfect day as far as the weather.
And why were we at Camp Pendleton?
I am Alicia Madison, and I am from Valley Center. We are here at Camp Pendleton to do an acoustic, intimate show with Lee Bryce.
Mm-hmm. And what is your part in all this today?
So I work with our marketing division, and we have our special events department under the marketing division, so I assist with the special events here on base.
How excited was everybody that Lee Bryce said, yeah, I'm going to come play a show for you guys?
I mean, they were ecstatic. Our tickets sold out in 3 minutes. All seats were gone by 12:03 on Tuesday.
Needless to say, they're excited he's here.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
What is your favorite part about being out here on base at Camp Pendleton?
I love just supporting our Marine sailors and families. We do this for them. They give so much for us. So, I mean, this is the least I could do. I think the mission and overall, you know, we're here for them, and it's just, I'm trying to do my part to support them.
Do you have any military connections in your own family?
I have an uncle who was in the Navy, and then also my boyfriend is a former Marine, and then I had a brother-in-law who was also a Marine.
Well, thank you for what you're doing here to help these guys get a little bit of fun today and a beautiful day. The weather turned out perfect.
Perfect, yes, it's flawless.
It was flawless. It was unusual. I've never had a Sunday morning concert before. Have you, Tam?
No, I think it was my first.
It was a first for Lee Bryce. The drowsy eyes indicated that, but man, did he bring it. What a voice. All the young families that were there, the kids that were crawling around on the grass, watching the show, the beautiful backdrop of the ocean, and how cool Camp Pendleton is. I've never been to that part of Camp Pendleton before. It was so rad.
If you go to our socials, you can see a lot of the videos, and one of my favorites was a couple of different little babies, one who was just dancing and dancing to Lee Bryce, and another one who had the best seat in the house. She was on her daddy's shoulders, and she was leaning on his head, almost napping, while dad was singing along to Lee Bryce. And I looked at it, I was like, that's the best seat in the house. It's so sweet.
It was really a special morning. And the coolest thing is we were all home by lunchtime.
We had a chance to chat with Lee Bryce before he did his show, and John had a little bit of an embarrassing moment, and I'm looking forward to that.
Wouldn't be a day, would it? Coming up next. Yesterday, Lee Bryce did a concert at Camp Pendleton for some Marines and their families, and we've known Lee for a very long time, and we're so thrilled to see him. Now, I'm telling this story for a reason, and I'm sure Lee does not even care that we're bringing it up. When we were waiting to talk to Lee, Tammy leans over. She goes, you think he like dyes his beard and his eyebrows? And I'm like, why? I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. We're walking up, and he could not have heard you.
No.
Because you whispered it into my ear.
And he was talking with people at the time, and far enough away from us.
And for whatever reason, he leads off with the fact I was back in the green room dyeing my beard.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been fine had he not looked at me and goes, so mine doesn't look like yours does. I'm like, wow. Thanks, Lee Bryce. Why don't you go ahead and say exactly what you just told me?
Listen.
No, butter me up.
I just don't I have to sometimes like work on this one so it doesn't quite look like yours yet.
Work on this one. Fine. We're talking about their beards. Lee was like, mentioning how much white and gray might be in John's beard.
I love it.
You know what it's called? It's called life, pal.
That's right.
I don't put
three
fake
kids, wife, right. and job, and you know.
I don't put fake juice on my beard to make it different colors like you do.
Well, it's a visual world now. It's not just radio, right?
How have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah.
We've been good. Well, we had a big summer and a big fall, and so it's nice that like things are tapering off for a little bit, have a little time at home.
So when you're back home at the farm, what is your favorite thing to do there?
I love spent like 3 years building a pond. And I mean, making sure that when you catch fish, they're like awesome fish.
Nice.
So we love fishing and we love hunting. We love arrowhead hunting. We love walking around, and my kids have found a million arrowheads. And
yeah.
I found a tomahawk the other day.
Wow.
That's one of my, we'll even go at night with headlamps.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
What's arrowhead?
Arrowhead.
Oh, arrow. Okay.
Arrowhead.
You got to be from the South, John.
Arrowhead.
I'm sorry.
That's folks Southern. I know what you meant.
I grew up in you're the like, city.
I'm like, no,
the candies?
The arrowhead. You mean the sweet, the sour candy?
Your kids go hunting arrowhead? For candy? They're so lucky. Yeah, I'm so country.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, we're glad that you're here today, and there are a ton of enlisted.
Yeah, welcome to Camp Pendleton, man. This is so cool.
I've never been here. It's always so good to come on a base, and because they're just so ready to rock.
Yeah.
I told this one lady at meet and greet, I said, I know it's a little early for a concert. She said, I'd have been here at 4 a.m. if it was.
Aww. And she would have.
And I was like, it means a lot to me to be able to be here and just have some fun with them.
And despite the fact that Lee's regular hours certainly aren't Sunday morning shows at military bases, he just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, he did. And considering he had done city cruises the night before. But you wouldn't have known it. He gave everything he had to those guys.
That's the job. Mm-hmm. That's the gig. And it was wonderful to see all of you if you were out there being so nice. And I hope we do more of these because, well, y'all deserve it, first of all. Mm-hmm. And I know Lee Bryce. You remember when you were a kid and you were scared to go on a roller coaster? And then as soon as you got done, you're like, I want to go again.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Bryce was that kid yesterday. As soon as he got off stage, first thing he said, I want to come back. Mm-hmm. So let's make that happen.
I love that. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You see, I depend on EBT. I don't have EBT. What am I going to do?
Maria Magana and her friend qualified for the drive-by food donations. They are both elderly widows on fixed incomes, living in a senior citizen's apartment building in Chula Vista.
Sad, frustrated, because there's a lot of people in my building. I got my children, you know, but they don't have anybody, and it's not fair.
Thank NBC7 for that story. And because of not only that specific story, but from stories all over San Diego, all over America, sadly. This Thursday, we are returning to Fraser Farms in Oceanside, on Oceanside Boulevard, for another round of John and Tammy's Food Fund. And we say this every year, but we all know what's happening with the government shutdown right now. It's never been more needed. Food banks across America are facing what they're calling a perfect storm of surging demand. And the holiday season's just getting started. That includes the San Diego Food Bank.
And we make it super easy for you. First and foremost, we'll be doing our show from there. So you can come on out, stop by, say hi, maybe play me in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. The San Diego Food Bank supplies food for the working poor. Some of these people work 2 and 3 jobs. They supply food for some of our military families who need this. They also supply food for the elderly. And we all know someone, whether it's your grandma, your grandpa, your neighbor, your great aunt, who would feed their animals before they feed themselves. And a lot of times that's the situation that we're in. And so many of these families would be too proud to tell you that they don't have enough food and they'll go without, or they feed their kids but not themselves. And we just can't have that. We'll be doing our show live from Fraser Farms in Oceanside on Oceanside Boulevard. You can stop on by, say hi, go into Fraser Farms if you don't have anything that you brought with you, and purchase non-perishable food items for the San Diego Food Bank. These shelves need to be filled now more than ever.
We know you're going to help out. You do it every year. Let's make this the best ever. Oh, can I throw one more little incentive into Thursday morning?
Mm-hmm.
My mom's going to be there.
Yay, Bonnie!
Bonnie flew into town over the weekend. She's already been holding court at the Carlsbad Village Street Fair yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Had a beautiful Sunday dinner with her last night.
And you know what? You can't say no to Bonnie when
no.
She asks if you made a donation yet. She'll shame you. She doesn't care, but she'll do it in the nicest way possible. Yeah. That I do know. And she even agreed to give out some fantasy football advice if you make a non-perishable food item donation to the San Diego Food Bank.
Between you and me, you might want to curb your enthusiasm on that.
Oh, my gosh. John! You let her say whatever she wants to for fantasy football advice. Shame on you. That's your mommy.
That is my mom. You are right. Thursday, Fraser Farm, 6 a.m. We start things off, and we cannot wait to see you. By the way, there's chances to get KSO and Country Fest Christmas tickets, too.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to feed people, okay? Let's get together, make this happen. You are the most charitable, giving, generous audience that we've ever encountered, and
it's
we
true.
Do not say that lightly. It's the truth. Let's step up, okay? We need to help our neighbors.
If you need directions, you can find them at KSON.com.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Matthew and Ramona. Hey, Matthew.
What's going on, brother man?
Hey, do me a favor, Matthew. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, scram.
All right, good luck.
Scrammy. I love it. Scrammy. All right, Matthew, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you, Matthew, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Over the weekend, we celebrated Dia de los Muertos. What Disney Pixar movie was inspired by Dia de los Muertos?
It's Coco.
Says there is a scene in Toy Story 5 where a bunch of Buzz Lightyears are stranded because of a FedEx plane crash. What Tom Hanks movie is that a parody of?
Castaway.
Today is National Sandwich Day. If I am corned beef or pastrami, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Russian or Thousand Island dressing, grilled between slices of rye bread, what kind of sandwich am I?
a Reuben sandwich.
Dorothy's face will not be seen in the sequel to Wicked, which comes out on November 21st. What's the sequel to Wicked called?
Oz.
Stanley Kubrick's classic The Shining will be re-released in IMAX theaters just in time for Christmas. What is the name of the hotel in The Shining?
Oh, I know this one. It's the Hilton.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Beware of the haunted Hilton. So, Matthew, what you got going on today, buddy?
I do asphalt.
All right, go out there and kick some asphalt, pal. Appreciate you. Sure, a guy that does asphalt's never heard that before, has he? Okay. Tam, Matthew did 3 out of 5 today.
Okay, nice job.
Over the weekend, we celebrated Dia de los Muertos. What Disney Pixar movie was inspired by Dia de los Muertos?
Coco?
Coco's right. All right, Matthew knew that. It's 1-1. Tim Allen says there's a scene in Toy Story 5 where a bunch of Buzz Lightyears are stranded because of a FedEx plane crash. What Tom Hanks movie is that a parody of?
Castaway.
Castaway. Matthew knew that. 2-2. Today's National Sandwich Day. If I am corned beef or pastrami, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Russian or Thousand Island dressing, grilled between slices of rye bread, what kind of sandwich am I?
The one that should be in my belly. A Reuben.
I would have also accepted the best sandwich of all time. Top three sandwiches. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Reuben, BLT, tuna melt. There'll be no argument.
Three can go away.
I said there'd be no argument.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think grilled cheese is number three.
Well, then you make your list. Matthew knows what's up. Matthew knew that, and Matthew has great taste in sandwiches. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. Tammy, it's now 3-3. Dorothy's face will not be seen in the sequel to Wicked, which comes out November 21st. What's the sequel to Wicked called?
Oh, man. I don't remember now. Is it called... Wicked 2? Part 2?
And that's right. No, I'm just joking. Wicked for good.
For good, okay.
Still 3-3. And finally, Stanley Kubrick's classic The Shining will be released in IMAX theaters in time for Christmas. Because nothing says Christmas than The Shining. What is the name of the hotel in The Shining?
Oh, my God. Who remembers that?
Lots of people. Read the book.
Lots,
saw
really?
The movie.
The Storied Lodge.
All ties go to Tammy.
Oh, yeah. I know. What a drag. The Overlook Hotel is what we're looking for. And today we do. We finish with a tie. Matthew knows all ties do go to Tammy. So, Matthew, I'm sorry, pal. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Yes, a pair of tickets for City Cruises Live, a yacht party starring Chris Harrison from The Bachelor and Wells Adams and Ben Higgins on December 6th.
Let's do it.
Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, dude.
Thank you, guys.
Why are you crying?
I'm crying because I watched a part of an episode of Bear in the Big Blue House.
Right now you did?
Yeah.
And I was gone for like 3 minutes.
Welcome to the Blue House.
Hello, I'm the small mouse.
Things to do.
Fun for you.
Howdy from the Big Bear. Want some fun?
Here's where.
Just for you.
In the House of Blue.
Anyway.
Why are you crying?
Because it brings me back to when my two youngest would watch that show on the small little TV we had in the kitchen that sat on top of a white bar stool that was in the corner. And they would watch Bear in the Big Blue House while they ate their breakfast. And that character is so lovely. And that show is so good. I wish they brought it back.
What
and I
brought
just
that show back?
It.
How did that even come up?
Because a friend of mine shared it in her Instagram stories, an episode of Bear in the Big Blue House. I think she was watching it with her grandsons. And I'm like, oh my God, Bear, I loved Bear. And I sent that. Oh my God, I'm bawling like a baby.
I walk outside to get a glass of water. I come back. You're crying. Can I get you something?
No.
Can I buy you some flowers or
no.
something?
So I sent it to Mo and Gray, and I also sent it to my daughter Taylor because they were a little bit older. But Taylor's like, oh, I love this show. It makes me think of Mo and Gray when they were little.
Here we go. Mo and Gray are Tammy's children, by the way.
Yes.
Old,
yeah.
Grown
my
up,
two
old,
youngest.
Old
yes.
grown ups now.
It just fills my heart. I mean, there's got to be something, John, that like when you watch it. Okay, for instance, when you see the movie Field of Dreams, it hits an emotional thing and it brings you back to certain things. Yes. And that nostalgia is just, it was too much for me and I want to go back.
We okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I don't know.
I just, men get very uncomfortable around crying women. You know that. We do not handle that well. Yeah. I walk in, I'm like, okay. What happened?
All right. Producer Jessica, is there something like a TV show or whatever, or a movie that makes you feel real nostalgic that would, well, not make you cry like me because I'm just weepy Wanda here today, but is there something you can think of that when you think of it, you're like, oh, I would just, if I could go back there for an hour to that, you know, when I first watched it or first saw it.
My little brother was obsessed when he was a kid with Brave Little Toaster. Do you remember that movie?
The Brave Little Toaster.
The Brave Little Toaster. It was basically Toy Story before Toy Story. He's going off to college and the toaster gets lost, I think. It's such a sweet movie, and my brother loved it and always made me cry. That, and every millennial will know this, the Fievel, the from American Tale, Fievel,
oh,
the Somewhere Out There song, yes, that gets me in the heartstrings every single time.
Well, now you guys got me going.
Okay.
When I was at my mom's house earlier this year, she had a box of my old stuff, and included in that box was the book Best Friends, and that was the book that my mom used to read to me when I was a little boy.
Aww.
And I haven't seen it since I was a little boy. Jim and Paul are almost best friends. After a series of mix-up, almost enemies, but then an emergency in the classroom pairs them together because the light in the chick's incubator went out and they almost had the chicks die in their house.
Oh, they had to save the little classroom chicks?
And they teamed together and saved the chicks because they're best friends. And now I'm emotional. You jerks.
It's hard. It's hard. 833-287-1037. What is something that just instantly, that wave of nostalgia hits you and it makes you cry in a good way because you miss it and you loved it so much?
Don't get me started on Ferdinand the Bull. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Tammy's still crying about Bear in the Big Blue House.
I love it so much.
833-287-1037. Brittany in Spring Valley, did Tammy get you crying?
Almost.
What does it for you?
Okay, the smell of crayons. Do you ever open like an old container of crayons and it just makes you feel like you're back in kindergarten with your favorite teacher?
I haven't, but I'm going to today.
It has to be old crayons.
So if I went to CVS, I bought some Crayolas right now, opened them up, it wouldn't take me back. But if I opened like an elementary school kid's crayon box, I would instantly go back.
Yeah, like an old tin. Also, My Girl.
Oh, you just got producer Jessica yelling in the background. The trauma.
Yes, that's a good one.
Somebody owes us like trauma pay from that movie.
Seriously.
When she's running, he doesn't have his glasses.
Okay, all right. The bee stings. The
His face hurts. And where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses.
I can't even wear glasses. Thank you, guys.
Take care, Brittany.
Now we got everybody crying.
I was going to say, you did it. You did this.
Just a millennial trauma now.
Isn't it your birthday?
Feeling my age today.
Right. Go celebrate your birthday. Have something happen.
Macaulay Culkin's alive and well and married to Brenda Song.
It is true.
All right. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.